Welcome back to the City of Palms podcast. Two brothers got together, started a podcast to shine light on talented individuals in the Southwest Florida area. Thank you for watching, viewing, and subscribing.
Episode 106.
Yeah. Biscuit in the chat today.
Hey, what it do?
Happy birthday, Biscuit.
Happy birthday.
Biscuit doing the most. Yes, it's sir. His birthday.
Yes, sir. Got Thanks, Gohan.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sounds like you had a good day today, dude.
Yeah. Nice quality time with the family. That was really cool. Share the same birthday with my mom, so shout out to my mom.
Yo, totally that's sick. Legendary.
Yeah, she always makes me feel super special, and it's just, like, so hard to make her feel special because, like, she makes me feel special too much, so it's just, like, kind of hard to, like, react to that sometimes. Yeah. But I love it. Okay. I love it.
I love your relationship with your mom.
Yeah.
Y'all are so close.
Thanks. Yeah. She's dope.
Go on, you're not getting any candy, dude. And then tomorrow will be the skate extension of the birthday.
Hell yeah. I feel like even that session last night we had at the school, that was even like kind of like a birthday session, like a pre-birthday session. And then tomorrow will be like a post-birthday session, skate session. So.
Yeah.
Last night was fun.
Hell yeah.
That was a good session.
I've been missing those. All of us just posting up at the school like we used to like a few years ago. Just with obstacles.
And practicing tricks. Yeah. Learning new tricks every time. Yeah. You did, what did you do? You did a blunt slide the one night on the rail. You did a blunt slide, back side blunt slide. Big spin out? What did you do?
I did a back blunt, shove it out, and then I did a front blunt, big spin out.
Front blunt, big spin out. That's what it was. And then last night you did a front nose nollie shove out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's sick.
And I did the back 5-0 front 180 out on the tall
back
box.
Yeah, that was tough.
I was having such a hard time locking into that back 5-0.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember that.
And I did one sketchy, and I was just going to take it, because I, like, did the back 5-0, and then when I went to do the front 180, I kind of, like, didn't turn all the way, so I, like, barely swirled out. And I was going to take it, but then I'm like, nah, I could do it better. And then I did it perfect.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
Yeah, that's how it goes at that school.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
So cool that we got that spot.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that spot. I was explaining that spot to somebody, and it's just legendary, dude, the fact that we have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're blessed to have that. Never had an altercation ever with like staff members or anything.
No. Almost about to ask the faculty members like if we could just store the ramps in that
dude,
fucking
right? Like if we like built a little shed or something, you know?
Honestly.
If you say.
Yeah.
Or I even rolled around the idea of like keeping obstacles there permanently, like benches, you know what I mean? Like we could build like butter benches that are perfectly skatable, but then they could also double as like, you know, people already sit on our obstacles when we have them under there. So like just keep them as little benches.
One long like concrete kind of like seating area?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how it would work out. We skated the bleachers there, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Skate the fucking trash can top, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For real, dude. Mm-hmm. I think they'd let it slide. Why do I sound so quiet?
Yeah, you do sound quiet.
I can't hear
we
myself.
We do need a St. Carlos Park DIY, though. That'd be crazy.
Yeah. It's cool to see the new street spots popping up around town, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, Fort Myers.
What was that?
That was my phone.
Oh.
I'll turn that shit off.
That was my phone, actually.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Is that South?
It was.
Yeah, me too.
Your phone's always connected to the
Salvador. Sal posted.
It is, yeah. It is.
Salvador,
yeah.
Shout out Salvador.
Yeah, shout out Sal, man. He kills it, man. He's a little inspiration, bro. When I see him skate, that's like, dude, he rips. Shout out Sal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Gohan, relax over there. What was I going to say? So, you know how the last night I was trying... half cab crook.
Mm-hmm.
Can any of you guys do that?
Not on that box.
Not on the box. Can you do it on a rail? Is it easier on a rail?
Oh yeah. I feel like I don't know if I have a clip of that or not on the rail.
True.
I either did a half cab back feeble or I might have done both, a half cab crook, but
wow.
Maybe the rail might be easier because you could just practice half cab board slides on the rail. And then, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, because I've got half-cap board slides, like, on lock, on, like, any rail. So that's what made me try it. And I was getting into it, but the box was a little too high for me to, like, really snap into it fully.
Getting in the nose,
half-cap nose. Getting in the nose. So I want to, I know I could probably give it a go on, like, a veteran's little box. Get that.
Yeah.
And yeah, I want to eventually, I was thinking it'd be sick to, it's like a dream trick, but half-cap flip into it.
Yeah,
half cab flip to crook.
Dude, even half cab flip to half cab flip to switch lip slide, right? Would it be half cab flip?
Yeah.
Switch
lip slide? Yo, that'd I might be able to do that.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I bet you could, especially on the green rail. That little green.
Well, rail. Especially on the rail of veterans. Your green rail sketched me out because you have to pop on so early because the pegs.
Yeah, you pretty much got to grind the whole rail.
Mm-hmm. The one of veterans.
I kind of like it because it adds that challenge, but I get what you're saying.
Yeah, for learning shit, it's kind of tough. Mm-hmm. But I like the challenge too when you got tricks unlocked.
And it makes it where if you learn it, I always said if you learned it on that green rail, you could pretty much do it on any flat bar. Because also that one's not quite a round rail and not quite a square work.
It's sketchy. Yeah,
really weird to skate.
It's sometimes cool though for like board slides. It acts as a round rail to where you can almost lock in anywhere and get in it. That's cool.
But really then with 5-0s, I've noticed like getting nose grinds or 5-0s or even crooks for me sometimes. It's like harder. I feel like I could lock into a 5-0 easier on a perfectly round rail like at Veterans than on that rail.
Yeah.
I always hurt myself when I try a 5-0 on that rail now. I used to be able to 5-0 and nose grind that thing before my surgeries, but I haven't really like practiced them since then.
True.
I think I nose blunted that rail too.
Yeah, I made up a trick list for vets trying to learn some new tricks.
Oh, yeah.
Every time I pull up there, I just want to look at my phone and be like, all right, what trick can I cross off today?
I like that.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
You got it? Let's hear it.
Hand
you what?
Beef jerky inside that bag. Gift bag.
I won't share too much because...
Oh, yeah. Keeping shit in the vault, I feel.
Yeah. So, on the hip, I just want to kind of skate the hip a little bit more. I know you're doing alley-oop big flip. That shit's crazy.
Oh, thanks, bro.
I want to try it. Yeah, hell yeah. I want to try ghetto bird back heel flip. I want to get back inside heel flips on hips pretty good. That'd be sick. Launching it over flat top would be dope.
Heck yeah.
Nollie, shit, anything nollie on a hip.
Yep.
Anything with that hard flip, been trying that, going
over the rail. Were you hard flipping over the rail?
That would be sick. Yeah, I gotta get it on the hip first.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll get it on the rail, over the rail.
That'd be so nice.
What?
No.
I could probably figure it out though. It's all like knees and how you approach that hit.
Yeah.
And then on the big quarter pipe, man, nollie backside tail stall would be sick. Anything going up fakie to switch like 5-0.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's gnarly.
Blunt stalls would be sick. I still want that trick. But yeah, that's basically it. Just tricks that I want to like practice and like really get down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a couple more, but I won't share it all.
Yeah, I got you. You know what I want to learn on the elevator quarter pipe, the 6 to the 4, the slope one.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen me come in on the elevator, like I come in on the big side and I like revert to like back Smith stall and then come down?
Yeah.
On like I do it on the elevation.
Yeah.
I want to come in cuz I can also like, how I learned the pinch thing was I'd come in and revert to switch 50-50 and go downward and then pop back in. So I want to come in and do that to, like, switch 5-0 almost and go all the way down and then pop back in.
Dude.
My only thing would be popping in switch from that. So yeah. I would even feel more comfortable, and it may look cooler to, like, come in, revert to switch 5-0, go down, and then kind of pop back in, like, do a 180 back in. I could probably do that opposed to going in switch because I sketch out when dropping in switch.
Yeah, make a trick list.
Yeah, that's smart, dude. I want to make a trick list and attack it just like that.
Yeah. Every time you go there, you know, sometimes you just forget like the tricks that you really want to do,
mm-hmm.
like there and stuff. So yeah, writing a trick list, you always got something to look at. Yeah, I do want to try that trick.
Yeah, that's mandatory, man, to keep yourself in check, hold yourself accountable. I remember one day, again, shout out South. One day I pulled up to Vets and he was like, What do you want to learn today? And that's I was crazy. Like,
that's two shout outs for
Sam. I know, right? And I, but I was like, I don't know. Like, I didn't have a thing in mind. You know, yeah. Like, I didn't have a thing in mind. I was like, yo, I just came to skate. But
sometimes,
like,
you get caught up in, like, the routine of, like, here's my backsmith.
Here's exactly. Yeah. All the time. I do, for sure. Especially because, like, it's just a big, like, you know, especially for a while for me, I was, like, didn't want to get injured. So I would just, like, stick to, like, I would still step out a little bit, but I just kept it in control. And that's basically, like, when you see me go and, like, shred the ramps now and I'm, like, I can, like, do all these tricks without falling. That's because I, like, have done that stuff for so long. But it wasn't until, like, probably, like, three or four months ago where I was, like, I was tired of the plateau. So I was, like, I want to start progressing again. But, yeah, you need that. A trick. I'm going to make a trick list and attack it every time I skate, regardless of where I'm at. I'm going to have, like, flat ground trick list, vets trick list, street spot trick list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've been trying to do that too, just practice the tricks, like the building blocks leading up to certain tricks. Like, I want to be able to nollie heel out of something. You know what I mean? So, like, I've been trying to practice the, like, four, like, nose grinds, like any grinds involving the nose, because I'm not that great at nose slides, not that great at crooks, and I'm not that great at nose grinds. As in, like, holding them and, like, doing stuff in and out of them and stuff. I'm just, and I, like, can't do them on rails. So I feel like if I practice those, I might be able to, like, I can nollie heel pretty good. So if I can get crook or, like, backside nose grind down real solid, I might be able to nollie heel out of it eventually.
Damn, bro. Damn, Gohan. What
do you do to the camera?
Do to the camera, fam. Bro. If only he could hit record on it. That'd be legendary.
That'd be sick.
Go on, hit record. He hits it with his nose. Yeah, that's sick, dude. We're all progressing in skating. Skating with y'all help a lot too, cause y'all be killing it, bro. Y'all are killing it,
Shout out Gabe. Oh, we're shouting out some skaters.
Yeah, dude.
Shout out Gabe Mata. Feel like I'm starting to adapt to doing his tricks that I've seen him do over the years.
Dude, nollie backtail that you did last night was sick.
That's sick. I like his trick selection.
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out. Man's doing his thing and fighting, too. Mm-hmm. You're going to be seeing his name. You're going to be seeing Gabe Mata's name in the UFC here in the next year or so.
Yeah, we need to get a whole squad to go watch that shit.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Support.
Yeah. Trying to get a squad. He would love that shit.
He fights a lot in Lakeland, right? He's been fighting in Lakeland?
Right now, he's in Orlando.
Fighting in Orlando recently. Yeah. So anybody tap in, man, follow Gabe. Follow Gabe Mata on IG. Yeah. Tap into what he's doing fighting.
Mata.
Yeah, man rips on the board too, bro. Do you have a dream car?
Me?
Yeah.
Dream car?
Yeah.
Shit.
Money wasn't an issue for you,
man.
Nike finally signs you. Now you're chilling big. You got checks rolling in. You already bought your mom a crib and a car. Now you get to buy yourself a car. What you buying?
I mean, I ain't even like that, to be honest. Shit, I'd just get a souped up RAV4.
Fuck yeah, fam.
Stay loyal to that shit.
Bro. Yeah, bro. Yes, sir.
RAV. Oh, just soup it up.
Mm-hmm. RAV4 runs deep, dude. Mm-hmm. That thing's a trooper.
You could probably make it look pretty sick with some, like, decals and some of the...
Oh, yeah.
RAV4 is my dream car. Whenever I was in, like, high school, I used to think, like, something like a RAV4, just like a little adventure mobile, you know? Yeah. You can do... It's so nice. Versatile. Yeah. You can do so much with that car, bro.
Fit in that big ass box in the rail and then
for real. No problem. Take out a couple seats, bam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Camping trip, road trip. Sick.
Yep.
See, if I had a really nice car, like I'm not sure if I'm like, I don't want to say I'm not responsible, but like I just like would feel like even worse for like every damage I put on it just skateboarding because I'm just so like reckless. I mean,
I feel you.
I had a Dodge truck. That was my first truck, and I just beat. That was already a beater truck, so I just beat the shit out of it.
That thing was rugged.
Yeah, it was only a 2-seater truck and like an extended like cab and shit. Just like
that thing was sick.
Just beat the fuck out of it.
I was just thinking about that the other day about how like I forgot that you had that truck and that was like the skate mission truck for a while. Yeah, you know? I remember breaking down on our way back from Veterans one time because it was overheating or something and your dad had to meet us and we just skated the sidewalk waiting for your dad for like 45 minutes.
Dude, that thing broke down a bunch. For sure, the radiator would overheat or some shit like that.
Damn.
But I like a Toyota. I guess like a fantasy car. Fuck, I don't know. Maybe like a Maybach or a Rolls Royce or some shit. Some like presidential shit.
Yeah.
Where you just sit in the back, have someone drive you, and you just have a fucking TV screen.
Yeah.
Some recliner.
I feel like one of my dream vehicles would be like a big van, you know, like skate trip type van.
You need one.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, I was going to say, like a Toyota makes a 4Runner too. And that's like, a bigger version of a RAV4.
Like more of an SUV.
Yeah. Bro, and you can get a rack on top where you could literally throw a box and a rail up there. Dude, that's what I need. Strap that down. Yeah, fold the third row seats down, second row seats, slide a box and a quarter pipe up there.
I feel like I want to have my car for a long time. Like, I want that to be my car because, like, it just feels like my car. But I don't want that to be my daily driver forever. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be cool to have a van as a daily driver.
Yeah. What Ty has is sick. Like, just a Ford. I don't know if his is Ford exactly, but just, like, a regular van. Like, customize the inside.
How many seats is in that thing? Because that thing's huge.
You think not it's, like, three seats. Rows? Not many seats.
No?
Because he's probably did the inside to where, like, as sure, we saw, there's that custom built-in shelving.
But how many seats do you think... cause yeah, he probably gutted it a little bit.
Probably like five seater. But I got two up front, and then he probably left like one bench.
No, but I'm saying how many, based on the size, the length of that van, how many like?
I mean, some of those, bro. Three? Some of those, bro, are like 15 passenger. Yeah.
Yeah, cause one of our friends has a van like that, and she's got like five kids, so it works perfect for her. She's got like the front two seats, and then it's got three rows of seats, so it's almost like a bus, bro.
Jeez, yeah, third row seating. That's third row seating.
Yeah, I think it has
a lot of cars. Not a lot, but yeah, that's pretty common.
How clutch would that be? You know what I mean? Everyone could load up in that thing, or you could take a row of seats out and put some shelving.
I came up with an idea today.
Yeah.
On the drive to my mom's house for a little birthday party. And came up with it with Hendrix and my dad. But if I were to start a San Carlos Park skate shop, I would name it probably Produce. San Carlos Park or SCP Produce Skateboards or Skate Shop. And just have like half a fucking produce grocery store.
Yes.
And half skate shop.
Heck yeah.
So like, let's say you break your board in the streets or something like that. And you happen to stop by the skate shop. Not only do you get, like, a board, but you get, like, fresh produce and shit.
Get some lunch or something.
Get some, like, actual, like, fresh produce. Like,
this that's, is a good... that's a great idea, actually.
That'd be sick.
For real.
That's revolutionary. You don't see that.
They yeah, just dude. Call it the produce shop or some shit. The produce skate shop.
Everyone something. Would know about that shop.
Be, like, a
you
corner
know?
Store, too, you know? Mm-hmm.
Anyone rolling like through that. Town, like, anyone visiting this area for, like, a skate trip, if they rolled through the skate shop to, like, get supplies, they would see that and never forget that ever.
Like, I'm more thinking, like, a fruit stand idea.
Yeah.
This is because we passed, like, we were in the Fort Myers Shores, and we passed that one fruit stand, and it just looks so sick. It's, like, an outdoor fruit stand. Just like that, but with a skate shop.
Yeah.
And, like, call it produce boards, and, like, literally, like, you could put any produce item on a fucking skateboard and just, like... go with it. That's pretty sick.
Heck that yeah. is sick. I've always thought that about is. That as like a pop-up skate shop idea where like if there was a skate plaza, like something like St. Pete, if we had something like that around here, someone pull up and like, you know, you could pop up like, here's my set of like skate gear. So anyone who's skating the plaza that day would know like if I just toss Biscuit like $25, I can get a new pair of wheels or something like that. Yeah. And like if you want some food, get the produce from the produce stand.
And I feel like I have a pretty good shot with that. I mean, because of like, skating with snacks, like if I were to have like extra donations, or I could just like collab with farms, like really just like contact farms and just literally run a produce stand just with like with what like we have now.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty sick.
The amount of good that would do would be like, because think how that wouldn't really cost the farm much at all to have like a supply, you know, like a decent sized little booth of like produce stuff really wouldn't cost that much. Like hundreds of dollars, couple hundred dollars, rather than like if people were giving you like a pallet of energy drinks or something, which is probably like $2,000.
That'd be sick. Definitely, like St. Carlos Park would be the move. Like
that'd be amazing.
Roadrunner's dope. So it would probably be near there, but like Estero, St. Carlos Park area would be nice.
Mm-hmm. We need that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need that desperately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lico Road is or Alico Road. It's like building up like crazy, so who knows? I feel like St. Carlos Park has become its own city.
Yeah, imagine in the next couple of years, like bro, it's gonna. I feel like it's gonna be booming.
See,
we were. I think Fort Myers and Lehigh were on the list of like fastest developing cities in the country, like top 10 or something like that. That's crazy to think about. Don't quote me on that.
Cape Coral was number one on that list in 2020.
Damn,
Cape Coral. Yeah. Card
up.
Full, fam. Card fully, fam.
How?
I don't know, bruh. We got SD cards, fam. I'll say it for the fourth time tonight. This is why we can't do live shows, fam.
No live shows. No SD card.
I'm just playing, bruh.
I don't understand how that thing's full.
It's all goody. If you want, I mean, if you want to, we can just keep going and you can just kind of empty that out as we're talking. Do you have another card to put in it? Cause you can just...
Yeah, I got another card. We're good.
Oh, okay. Fire. This is why we can do live shows, fam. You came prepared with a backup card. How many SDs you got? 6, 7?
Something like that. 8, maybe. Including micro SDs, probably got like 8.
9, 10?
Look at that Christmas vibe.
So we talked skating. Talked a little thing. Talked a little thing. I'm hyped for Miami tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what to expect.
What the?
I haven't been there since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I have not been in Miami since I was a kid. Damn. Miami's a place people dream about going, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're 2 hours away.
Thought about that today.
Yeah, that's low-key crazy.
Some people say that they go to Las Vegas a lot and stuff. Man, shit, we got Miami right there.
Yep.
It's kind of like same level. Equivalent.
Like, industry-wise, with, like, skating, music, TV, television, it's like movies. It's like L.A. or Miami.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like Hollywood or Miami, and we're literally two. So that's like our L.A.
I can't believe you haven't been there since a kid.
I know, bro. Last time I went to Miami was for the Miami Dolphins game.
No way.
Yes, fam.
Wow.
Yes, fam. I went to Fort Lauderdale. I went to Boca. So I've been on the East Coast, but never Miami.
I remember we went to... Dude, I don't remember the whole squad, but last time I went to... I think I've been to Miami since then for sure. But like as far as going there to skate, we went... Me, Zach, Megan went. Will Davis, his girlfriend at the time... Gabe, I feel like maybe Colin was there too.
Holy shit.
And maybe a couple other people.
Squatted.
But we all drove there and had like a skate trip. And it was so much fun. Cause dude, there was one stair set we skated that was out. It was like in a hotel. It was like a kind of like outdoor hallways of the hotel. And you could skate like on this brick, like tile type floor and skate out of the hotel down this 8 stair. And I remember, like, we were just walking through town and then just looking for spots because we didn't know. We were just, like, young, so we didn't know any spots in Miami. We went to a local skate shop. We went in there to ask where the spots were, but kind of got, like, cool guy vibes. Like, we didn't even really get an answer because they're just like, oh, if you want spots, you got to, like, go, like, to this part of town or something. But I was just thinking, like, surely there's something near here and, like, within, you know, skating distance. But we just explored, and the stair set was so sick going out of the hotel. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone got any clips on it. I remember I ollied it and I was trying to kickflip it, but I was like 15 or something like that, so I don't think I got it.
True.
I know we're trying to hit Skatebird Miami first and then go to Lot 11, but if we have time in between those, I want to hit the North Miami Beach, like Hubba. I'm not going to say the trick I want to do, but I'm definitely going to throw something down there.
Nice.
The DX that Hendrix has.
Nice.
That spot, and we hit O-Town, Overtown, those ledges, and then there's a couple other spots in Miami that, up on that.
What about that mani pad spot? That's in, like, I hear it's in a rough part of Miami, like a rough part of town.
Yeah, that's Overtown.
That's
sick. Like, it looks like a bunch of, like, stacked ledges, and you can mani.
You can grind, mani, like, do some
that
combos.
Spot,
I've always wanted to skate there.
That spot's dope. Good vibes there. Pretty crazy. Okay. That's actually right next to Lot 11, too, like, right down the road.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? Wow. Y'all are going to have so much fun. I wish I could go. I gotta go.
I'm stoked about Skatebird. That shit sounds like fucking like... What's that one place as a kid that I always thought was a kind of...
Woodward?
No. I don't know. Some... Fuck, I can't... Wanna Do Factory or something?
Wanna Do City?
Wanna Do City. Because that shit kind of sounded like a dreamland or something.
Yeah.
Like,
that's funny. That's what I was going to say immediately, but I was like, there's no way he's talking about that. Yeah, Wanna Do City. That's fire.
Dude, crazy. Second time we mentioned Wanna Do on the podcast.
It is.
Whoa. That's like a vague memory. I have no idea.
Did you ever get to go there as a kid?
No.
Me either. But it was just a thing that it was like, ah, that's sick.
I always remember hearing the term, Wanna Do City.
Yeah. Looks sick, man.
Y'all want any beef jerky?
I'm all right.
I'm good, thanks.
I'm good, though.
Appreciate it.
It smelled like a fart when you opened that.
Fuck. But that shit smacking.
I know, it do. He's like,
my coworker gave me this for a Christmas present, and honestly, I was so happy. Because, like, you always get candy.
Beef jerky's
and stuff,
fire. Yeah.
And candy's great, but, like, beef jerky's hella expensive. So, like, you get 2 bags of beef jerky.
What?
Yeah, legendary.
That alone is like 25
and
bucks.
And he gave me a little football to use for the kids at aftercare. So
it's
I'm
nice.
Like, bro.
It's nice, man.
What a great gift.
Yeah. Man, your coworkers went all out. Nice.
Dude, it's crazy working where I work.
It's awesome.
The amount of, like, love during times like this and holidays.
That's awesome.
Plus get 2 weeks off. So thankful.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing. truly amazing.
I'm gonna try to skate tomorrow morning at least, since I can't go to Miami. I think I'll probably be up around 8.
What time's the party?
2. And I got all the cleaning done today.
Just come to Miami.
House is looking decent.
Just come to Miami.
Unless I drove myself, that wouldn't even be fun, because if we started skating at noon.
Drive with me and come on party late.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Sorry.
You said you wanted to dedicate Sunday to.
Sorry, I'm late.
Mm-hmm. Dedicate Sunday to.
Just do this on air. Just convince him. Hey, just tell him you're late.
Bro, for real.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, I do want all my Sundays to be skate Sundays, but.
I just wish you can come, man. I never been to Miami. Having you there would be dope. But,
Let's. Oh, fuck. If Gabe comes back and he wants to go to Miami, that should be. Because I know how much he likes Lot 11. That shit goes crazy. That park is another one.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go, well, you're going to go, and there's going to be 2 skate parks you've never been to, and they're just going to fucking probably blow your mind.
I know.
I already have a feeling Skatebird's going to blow my mind.
Yeah. Skatebird's, yeah.
I mean, shit looks crazy, but I don't know. It's just something new. Some upcoming.
Yeah, that's sick, man. That's sick. Going on a Sunday. It might be slower at a place like Skatebird.
But, shout out Toke and XNVIX. I think they're in Miami right now performing a show.
What?
December 18th. They're performing a show. So Toke called me this morning. He said he butt dialed me, but it was kind of lit. I was like, hell yeah, what's up, Toke? Like, early in the morning. And, yeah, he reminded me that they're in Miami for a show. So if they stay the night in Miami tonight and they're still there tomorrow.
You might see Toke at level 11.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be fucking nice.
I've been loving skating with him recently.
Yeah, he rips.
He rips.
The vibes is so sick with him and Seven. Shout out Seven.
Yeah, it's always nice when I see them at the skate park where we're pulling up.
Mm-hmm.
I already know it's going to be a good time. Shout out Yano, too, for that project he just dropped.
Yeah.
So sick. Facts.
Yeah. I've been definitely trying to bring my speaker out more to go skate and just blasting all XNVIX music.
It's a vibe.
Everywhere I go.
Heck yeah.
I'll bring up some artists that I'd be listening to a lot, like just blasting out speakers, skating to, of course, XNVIX, Lil Serp, Mike Shields is a most definitely, Lil Bro, obviously.
Good old
Hatch. La Hatchet. Oh, yeah. We always blast his music. We're definitely gonna start. I love. Oh my. Sometimes.
Yeah. I loved our session last night for that reason. The more I listened, I was like, Yano, sick. Ah, XNVIX, sick. Oh, this is Lil Surf, sick.
Yeah.
La Hatchet. And then it's like King Rock music I never even heard.
Yeah. Shout out all of them. Holy shit.
Because I don't listen to SoundCloud too often. So, like, I haven't heard a lot of that stuff you were playing last night.
They got a membership deal, too. But you can always get it or just deal with, like, the 15-second ads. Another rapper or artist I want to shout out is Moonwalk as well. He's, like, a Lehigh local. He's sick.
Heck yeah.
Shout out music video. At the skate park.
Yeah, I started following him the other day because I saw your cameo in his video and I was like, yeah, that seems sick.
Fuck with that style, man. And nothing but good vibes from him and his homie. Well, I wish I didn't forget his name, but
heck yeah.
Moonwalk's homie, bro. If you see this or something, or Moonwalk, if you see this, give me his like info.
Give me his info. Hell yeah.
Or his IG or something. I don't know if I got it. But both of them were sick. I took them to the DIY at Joann's for the music video, and then we skated Lehigh. It was a good day.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
That song, fire, too. All of his songs are mad interesting. It's really good. Just fuck with that flow. Yeah, all those rappers. Even missed out on the Aladdin the G. I wanted to just shout him out just because.
Heck yeah.
He goes hard. And then
boys be killing it.
Gavin Ryu.
Man,
where you at?
Trying to put him in the studio,
trying to get him to skate.
Paxter X.
Something, man. Paxter X, for real.
Wasn't that? Didn't I see a clip the other day of him doing a trick in Gucci slides or something?
I have that posted on my Instagram somewhere.
Legendary.
He just did a no comply. But it was just so, like. I'm waiting for the day to, like, just totally, like, hang out with Gavin Ryu again.
Heck yeah.
He's been killing it, though. He's been hustling.
Yeah, he is.
Hey, out.
Entrepreneur for sure.
When this episode goes up, it'll be a couple of days after Christmas.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Merry Christmas. Hope everybody had a great holiday. We should have started it like that.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's hard to realize sometimes, like, when we record it, it's not going to be, like, the, you know, very soon after. when we upload it, but
yep.
We're in the Christmas spirit.
We still got a Christmas tree behind us. Presents on the table. You see it.
I'm excited for this holiday season. It's been a crazy ass year.
Yeah.
2022, we're coming strong.
2021's been good, man.
It has been a good year.
Been great.
Wild, but crazy. Stepped into some new employment, you and me. Been killing it.
Yes, sir.
Blessed.
Praise God. Yeah, it's been great, man. It's been great. Honestly, it has been great. All of us. Everyone sitting at this table has gotten into some new employment, some new endeavors.
Yep. And yeah. We're chilling now. We're feeling good, better financially, better mentally, better physically.
Yep. Skating solid.
I was a little stressed about tax time, but I did some work today looking at all my binders and stuff, and I think tax time will be fine.
Oh, shit.
I might not do my own taxes this year, though. I feel like it's going to be complicated enough to where I don't want to, like, use TurboTax like I normally do.
Yeah, I would use somebody. I would use somebody.
Just to be safe, you know, because it might be doable to do myself, but I'd rather, you know. I've never done taxes for a business, so, like, it'd be nice to get a professional
teacher. I got a guy if you ain't got nobody.
Yeah. I don't know too much about how my taxes are going to be, but, you know, you always get through it.
Yep. I'm right there with you. Get it. Once you know somebody, you just give them the paperwork they need. And
yeah.
That's it, man. I know, side note, I know we had talked about the idea of a mini ramp, but I was thinking the other day, because I'm finally like to the point where I have money to invest in, like, ramps and, like, redoing the garage ramps and, or, like, building some new ones or something. Like, putting some money from my business into an investment like that. And mini ramp is so doable. But I feel like at this – any place rented, honestly. This place in particular, but, like, any place rented, I don't know if it's a good idea. Because we've already gotten – like, Kyle had to move those pallets from the side of our house to the back or else we were going to be fined. Then we had to move that car the other day. Like, we've just been getting hit with, like, homeowners association type.
For the mini ramp? You'd be scared for the mini ramp?
Yeah, because I just worry we build a $1,500, $2,000 mini ramp that's beautiful and perfect and huge. And then what if they just say, like, hey, you can't have that. Or, like, oh, there's too much noise or what. And then we got to take it down. And that would really suck. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I don't know what the move is. I think a mini ramp would be, like, the best thing for us as a crew. But also, part of me wants to maybe put that money into, like, buying. Because if we, I don't know, like, a budget, but if we could build more portable ramps, you know what I mean? Or, like, invest in a trailer and, like, really get some parking lot sessions started.
We just need to somehow, I don't know, we can wait to invest in one.
I do want to own a home, like, within the next couple years. So I feel like that would be the move. Is, like, once.
Own a home with land.
Yeah.
And honestly, so my Bree's grandparents bought a new house and they can't have a trailer in the place, so they gave us their trailer. So, like, we have.
Open trailer? Closed trailer?
Yeah, open.
Nice.
Yeah, so, and it's like a nice one, bro. It's like a. It could fit hella ramps.
Dude, they just
hella
gave it
session.
To you?
Not gave it, but. For the time being, while they live there, it's at our house. So, I mean, we have full access to it. So, I mean, if I ask...
Is that something a car can use?
Yeah.
What?
You just need a tow hitch. I wouldn't do it on your car, but, like, Kyle's car all day long. Or have four. Hendrix's car all day long. My car, probably even.
The Camry? Not the Infiniti.
The Infiniti.
Oh, what?
Mm-hmm.
You say not my car because of the stick shift?
Just a little too small. If we started loading it up...
Oh, yeah, that's
your
true.
Car may not be heavy enough to pull the truck... The trailer loaded with... Equipment may be a little heavier or like too heavy for your car.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't, it's like, it may be fine to do it, but that would put a damage on your car in doing that.
Yeah. And
Kyle's car could do it all day. RAV4.
That'd be sick.
Them RAV4s about to last, baby.
Yeah.
It's kind of a catch-22, like me and like deciding what I want to do and like what I want to invest in. Cause like I have blueprints for some cool ramps, like some cool weatherproof ramps that we could like keep in the driveway. But this driveway isn't that ideal. If it was like the Wingfoot driveway, all day long I'd build a new set of ramps. But like this driveway, it works, but it's just not, I don't know. It's just not like the best driveway to skate. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get hurt on my driveway. I'd be mad. Ruin my whole day.
Yeah.
I'd rather get hurt at a skate park or...
Because I really want to build like a set of quarter pipes that are...
If you had a set of quarter pipes, your driveway would be way more doable.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll invest
in. If you could have like three
Yeah, where it's like the length of the driveway.
Exactly. That'd be beautiful. You wouldn't have to worry about a board like slipping out to the road and hit the quarters.
Because then you could really like do kind of like how I already set it up with the quarter pipe at the end and then like one or two obstacles, but you could just train where it's like put the flat bar. And I want to build a big slope, like a big just like bank ramp. Put that at the top of the driveway so then you could like, you know what I mean? You could just like flow it. You could like hit the bank ramp, go down, hit the rail, hit the quarter pipe, hit the bank ramp, hit the rail, and just do laps around the...
I wonder. Yeah, I think that investment will be made later on for sure. We'll definitely have a half pipe.
Wonder.
Because we need that,
dude. We gotta hit up Ricardo and see what kind of land we can look at, see if we can invest.
Yeah.
With his real estate knowledge.
It'd be sick. Yeah, I feel like within a year or two, owning property could be a thing in the near future.
It'd be sick to have like a little skatetopia area.
Right? That's why a place with land would be sick, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we go to Trevor's house tomorrow, if you somehow pull up, but if not, but he has land in, out there in Naples, and it's pretty sick. Just fucking, he has a golf cart and dogs, and you just drive around. You can drive to the fucking half pipe that he has back there.
He's in the estates?
Huh?
He's in the estates?
Yeah.
Nice.
And he has like an extension half pipe, so it's like two half pipes connecting, and he has like a fucking extended part of his half pipe. So it's
that goes up higher.
Yeah,
nice.
Like on actually both sides, and then the smaller side, and then you can transfer into the other one. Just do lines back and forth. Jeez. And like his yard is sick because like we came. Well, I'm sure he came up with the idea, but I remember talking to him about it. He has like trees, and like you could literally build like a whole fucking like pump track around his fucking yard. Wow. And I feel like he might do that one day. Shit, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's got he's got a cool little compound out there.
Like the Durans, bro. You ever seen the Durans?
Yeah, that's what his yard reminds me of. Really.
Yeah, sort of. That's sick.
Cause his house is kind of above, fucking, yeah.
Yeah, they've got it set up sick, man. They come off the zip line, off the roof of their house, hit that.
Yeah,
I'm like, bro.
I like how the House of Ride Nature is doing it too. Like, so they slowly add like another obstacle here and there.
The way they bought that second house behind it,
clutch,
is so ideal, so cool. Dude. They should paint it the same.
Yeah.
So sick.
And it'd be cool if they redid that lot in the backyard. Like, redid the ground. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they should repave it.
But it works. It works good. It almost feels like a street spot the way it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm excited to skate that. They have a hip. They have a little bank hip that I didn't skate last time we were there, but it looks buttery.
It's nice. Yeah, it's pretty steep. I forget what I did on it. I think I big spin. I think I did a big spin on it. Yeah, I did.
And then Little Hatchet was like, you do that all the time? And then you're just like, it's my first time.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's why, he's like, you skate this all the time? I was like, this is my first time skating. He's like,
what? Fire.
And then at the end of the day, he's like, you're good at that spinning shit. Thanks, man. I like spinning.
That spinning shit, white boy.
I like spinning a lot.
You are, though, dude. You, like, with the way you whip into back disasters and Smiths and stuff, and big spin into disasters, that's crazy.
Yeah, I like spinning. I realized I'm technical. I'm more of a technical skater. I'm fine with that. More of, like, a technical and, like, tranny skater. At least I'd like to call myself a tranny skater. That's funny, though, because I see Kyle rip, and I'm like, I got a long way to go. The way you blasted that front air where, like, your ankle was hurt, and you're just like, fuck, I want a front air. And you're like, the coping's here. You literally were like, on a 6-foot coping's here. Mm-hmm. You're literally like, here.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're insane.
Yeah, I saw
and you
that.
Just come back down. I'm like, why? Because you don't even touch. Your hands are here and your knees just come to your chest and you flow back in. I'm like, bro. Mm-hmm. Bro. Whoa. That's so sick.
Yeah, when I haven't done it for like a month, at least it's been like a month. You know, you just want to fucking just blast that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one trick I'll never lose. Not on the Vets quarter pipe.
Yeah.
If there's quarter pipes out there that I can't front air, and I hate that, but at least Vets, like, that ramp, I'm just so adapted to that fucking thing. So, yeah, hell yeah. Yep.
That's your new B3 6-foot. Like, how the B3 6-foot, for a minute, you were, like, crushing that ramp. You did a kickflip to fakie over the coping.
I did.
Wow.
I did.
Gnarly.
I did.
And that's when you started getting super good at, like, the nollie disasters and stuff, right?
Yeah.
On that quarter pipe, you just flow that park.
Scotty Hopkinson taught me a lot about that park.
I miss that guy.
Taught me a lot about ramps. So that was a really good skate park to learn transition.
Yeah.
Because of Scotty. And some of the other skaters there. Sam, Kenny, Archer, fucking even Gavin ripped the micro. So like all those kids were just Salve even. That fucking bull to spine transfer to the half pipe. That good, yeah, that setup was dope there.
Yeah. Oh, for real.
Damn.
Yeah, I miss
that park so much.
Rip B3. B3. Rebuild us. Anybody from the city council, if you're listening? Rachel Brown. Put us into action.
Rachel Brown. Write it up.
Put us into action. Write it up.
You ready to wrap it
up? Y'all ready to get out? Yeah, I'm ready to get out of here, man. We've been doing it. Let me take us out here.
We really did that.
Yes, we did. Yes, sir. Episode 106. Thank you, Biscuit, for coming on.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having me.
It's been a pleasure. We're going to shred Miami tomorrow.
Living the dream.
Loving the Christmas season. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yeah.
Where can they find us at, Danny?
So follow Biscuit. Boy's got two accounts, right? You got a little personal and producer.
Yeah.
SCP Biscuit's where you post all the skating, right?
Yeah, just follow me on SCP
Biscuit.
And you'll find everything else.
Run it up.
Let's show.
Follow him on the platforms. Man's making beats that go crazy.
San Carlos Park Biscuit.
He's going to take us out with a little beat. But you can find us at City of Palms Podcast. Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Subscribe on YouTube.
Yes, sir.
If you're watching this and you're not subscribed, dude, just hit the subscribe button.
Yeah.
We put a lot of effort. If it was just an audio podcast, it'd be so much easier.
New episodes every Monday.